Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And we're also hearing now, we're getting a word from our reporters who are outside that the conference has in fact adopted that resolution, and Cheney has been removed from the number three spot in Republican leadership.
Out, out, out!
You know, Liz, she can hold a grudge.
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I am flying a commercial and have a flight that I have to make, so I have to leave here by 12:30.
We're so sorry to inconvenience you.
It's not that we have a gasoline shortage. It's that we have this supply crunch. And, you know, if you drive an electric car, this would not be affecting you, clearly.
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
It's one of those days you'll always remember where you were. Where was I, your grandchildren? Where were you, your grandchildren will ask you, when Liz Cheney got dumped as the number three Republican in the House of Representatives? I mean, come on. CNN did nothing about Israel and Hamas, which is a proxy state for the Iranians last night, but they just went on and on and on about Liz Cheney. All the same people that wanted to frame her father and send him to prison for doing nothing, for outing Valerie Plame, who was like not even a spy to begin with. She was more like a secretary at Langley for the CIA. But now, she's so courageous. She's going to get a big book deal. She's going to be a visiting professor at Camelot High in Cambridge. Oh, she's going to be on every show there is. She's going to be hanging out in the green room with Brennan and Lisa Page and Andrew McCabe. Man, come on. 844-500-4242. Oh boy, I'm going to start out today with numbers. We got a lot of numbers to go through here. We're a little over 100 days into the Biden administration, and they're already putting up these amazing statistics. For instance, yesterday the average gas price in the United States was $2.99. That's the highest since November of 2014.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Okay. All right. Today, it came out that consumer prices are up 4.2% year to year. That is the biggest increase since 2008.
You're a one-horse pony.
Okay. The Border Patrol has announced new numbers. They stopped. Do you care to guess how many illegal aliens they stopped trying to get into the U.S. last month? 178,622. How many years has it been since they had a number that high? Glad you asked. It's been 21 years.
Come on, man.
The highest numbers in 21 years, not since April of 2000, have they had as many stops of illegal aliens. Okay, you want another bad number here? You know, they're talking about defund the police. You know how many police have been killed in the last 48 hours in the U.S.? Four cops. And you know, Joe Biden is saying they need to start sending psychologists on some of these minor calls. And because why are they sending out these armed cops? The two cops that were killed in Texas, I think they were sheriff's deputies. Do you know what they responded to? A complaint about dogs. And they got shot. And yet these Democrats say, why are they taking firearms out on these stops? And in California, one of them was one of the cops that was killed was killed on a domestic call. That's another. Why are they responding to these domestic calls? This is just part of people's culture. 844-500-4242. How about another number here? 50 dead so far, we think, in violence in Israel, including Hamas has been firing these rockets into these mixed towns, half Jewish, half Muslim, Arab, Israeli Arabs, many of whom are extremely loyal to the Jewish state. They have more freedom in Israel than they do in any Arab country. That's for sure. And many of the people that are being killed in these rocket attacks are, in fact, Arabs, because they're just firing indiscriminately into these towns like Lod or Lod. I don't even know how it's pronounced, L-O-D. And they killed a number of Arab little kids. They don't care. And, of course, the number I just gave to Grace, 45. The number of staffers that John Kerry has in his phony baloney State Department job as the climate envoy. I am gobsmacked by that number. I mean, I would have said, okay, he's got somebody to take care of his comb, like when he was running for president. He's got somebody to call the Chanticleer in on Nantucket and make sure he's got dinner reservations for the evening. He's got someone to make sure his windsurfing equipment is in order for when he returns. He's got a skipper for the yacht, right? But 45 people? Are you? The VIPs are just shaking their heads. The Herald has already filed a FOIA request for the names of these. I'm sure there were nationwide searches for every single one of these people. All right. 844-500-4242. And of course, you know, the way this is, all these numbers that I just read are being covered, the way they're being covered is these numbers, of which Joe Biden had nothing to do with, right? This is not Joe Biden's fault. This is all Trump's doing. But the Republicans, what are the Republicans doing? Now we're moving on to a vocabulary lesson. What are the Republicans doing with these rather dreadful numbers that he's managed to create in less than 4 months? They are A, seizing. They are B, pouncing. And they are C, weaponizing the numbers. It's a trip, you know. It's like these guys that used to play both ways in football, you know, or like a Babe Ruth who could play the outfield and pitch. I mean, these Republicans are triple threat guys. They can pounce, they can seize, and I don't know what move to make for weaponize. I guess I'll just point my finger and pull the trigger. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Looking now at the TV, Georgia officials give update on pipeline shutdown. They got a guy who looks like Santa Claus is doing the sign language for whoever's making the statement in Georgia. And by the way, the number is one. Another number here, one. We have one viral video so far of a man and a woman fighting it out at gas pumps in suburban Raleigh, North Carolina. The woman starts it. She spits into the car.
She tried to cut in line.
Yeah. She was trying to cut in line. And then he was going, hey, you know, I've been here for 3 hours, right? I know that feeling. Anyone over the age of 50 knows that feeling because you've been in that line in the past. And so he doesn't let her in. And then that's when she spits into the car and he gets out and they're going at it. And I think it looks to me like she outweighs him. And then he's wearing a red T-shirt and she just rips the red T-shirt. It's been on TV about a million times so far today, and I'm sure there will be more too as time goes on. Anyway, those are the numbers. 844-500-4242, 617. How many nationwide searches did Kerry have to do to get those 45 hacks? I know. We're gonna have the congressman on who wrote the letter to the new the new Secretary of State, Blinken. Blinken, winking, and nod. And he demanded to know what the hell's going on here when you give this clown 45, give him a payroll with 45 people. I guess part of it is he's they gave him a consolation prize, like a sort of semi-real job on the National Security Council. And I'm sure those people get like three or four people. But I mean, how does he get up to that number? I bet when he was lieutenant governor back in the early 80s, he didn't have anywhere near 45 people working for him. Yeah, maybe five, maybe seven, nowhere near 45. All right. 844-500-4242. I used to work when I worked at Channel 7, I worked in the, and then at the radio station that was owned by Channel 7 for a while. I worked in the building next to him. That's how I got dragooned into buying him a beer at the Red Hat across the street. He was always by himself. You know, I know he didn't have any friends, but you'd think he'd have a couple of coat holders, you know, with him as he went. And this is when he was in the U.S. Senate.
Was he always there waiting for someone to buy him a beer?
I think he was. That's what it comes down to, yeah. I mean, you know.
Maybe that's why he has so many employees now, enough people to spread the tab around.
But, you know, I learned a lot from buying him the beer that night. He confided in me something he never tells very many people. You may not know this, Taylor, but he served in Vietnam.
John Kerry? What a hero.
I know. I told you, he doesn't tell many people.
Did he receive
that.
Any awards, any medals or anything like that?
Yeah, I think he got three Purple Hearts. One right before he wrote a letter home saying that he hadn't seen any action. And then he was awarded a Purple Heart for action that he saw before writing the letter saying he hadn't seen any action. 617 says, please mention the Paul Fauci exchange. We went over that pretty thoroughly yesterday, but we'll play some more cuts on it because there was more on it. It becomes now even CNN is tossing Fauci over the side. I mean, they're admitting that there's something amiss. I said my head was exploding when I read about the 45 staffers. Allison Camaretta, her head exploded when her guest said, I don't think Fauci is being really totally forthcoming about his relationship with the Wuhan virus and with the lab. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Okay, get on quickly because these are going to go fast. They've always gone fast in the past. This is a cheap bastard deal from Precinct 10 in Weymouth, Mass., one of our more popular restaurants on the South Shore. And it's owned by the Hines family. And these are $50 gift cards that are going to go for just $25. And you can also use them at the Hines family's other restaurants, the Bay Point Waterfront Restaurant in Quincy, 42 North in Plymouth, Stockholder Steakhouse in Weymouth, and Precinct 10 in Weymouth. It's a great place. It's an upbeat and modern take on an early 1900s Prohibition era speakeasy. With a menu featuring regional American fare, they brought in some barbecue and macaroni and cheese, all kinds of stuff for us. A kind of greatest hits from around the country, house-made sausages, house-smoked meats right out of our custom Southern-style smoker, Southwest tacos, Louisiana paella. That's mixed up rice and seafood and sausage. A New England haddock and a wide selection of foods. This is a great deal. It's a great place. We've done huge events there. Pre-panic. We have Eric Hines on sometimes to talk about the lockdowns that are going on. He's with us here. Eric, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Nice to be here. Great to see you in person.
And thanks for bringing in a lot of food. And this is we love Precinct 10. We're looking forward to doing some more stuff with you guys over the course of the summer once things get back to normal. I wanted to just play this. I know it'll drive you crazy, but I said yesterday when the number came out, zero deaths in Massachusetts, that the governor would not be that happy about it. Because, you know, dictators don't like giving up the reins of power over their subjects, not their citizens or their electorate, their subjects. So this is Charlie Parker today reacting. Someone asked him, how do you feel? There were no deaths yesterday in Massachusetts. Cut 10.
Well, obviously, any day that the COVID doesn't take a life is worth noting.
Where's the joy? Where's the ecstasy? Where's the victory lap? I mean, he was more excited about sending his hacks into the supermarkets at Thanksgiving to make sure nobody was ordering a big turkey. He was more animated about that. He was more animated about telling you not to have a Super Bowl party. Not to invite grandma over for Christmas. What's going on, Eric?
I mean, I assumed the point of all the restrictions and the lockdowns was to get to this point. I also would have assumed a little bit more, exuberance with this the story.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a rough year. I mean, you know, to have zero is kind of, where's the parade? We can do those now.
Right. I know. How about, how about we open the state a little before August the 1st?
Yeah, August 22nd, if you're Boston as of now, which is 3 months behind the newly announced Washington, D.C.
Yeah, Kim Janey said she's gonna look at it, though, again, the acting mayor. So she may move closer to it. But anyway, tell us about Precinct 10. How much are you guys open again?
We're open a good amount. The great thing about Precinct 10 is, we did design it to be kind of a modern take on a 1920s speakeasy, which is the perfect type of a place for what we're going through now. It's almost like we're coming out of Prohibition in the 1920s. And
right.
So we're coming back, this whole roaring 20s thing, like, let's get back to it.
Reminds me of barbershops. That's how you get a haircut, or we're getting a haircut for a long time. They just put boards over the windows and let you in the back door, like a speakeasy.
Yeah, exactly. We have no windows, so we're kind of going after that whole theme. And, really covert, secretive, like that whole atmosphere. And the thing that's great about Precinct 10 is it's, just like speakeasies back in the day, it's all about fun. It's all about entertainment. It's all about, just, living life. And so this is the perfect restaurant, the perfect theme restaurant to have right now coming out of this pandemic. So, we always have a DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. It becomes a big party. Obviously that'll come back soon. But it's a big bar scene, very vibrant, very energetic, but in a speakeasy setting. So, we're looking forward to the roaring 20s of the 2020s.
That's great. And so, again, you go to HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, click on store, and you can get these cheap bastard deals. These are $25 for a $50 gift card to Precinct 10, and it's also good for your other restaurants. Give us the list of the other restaurants.
Yeah, so it's good for three of them. So it's good for Precinct 10 in Weymouth. It's good for Bay Point Waterfront Restaurant in Quincy.
Where you got a lot of outdoor seating.
It's so huge. Yeah, beautiful outdoor deck right on the ocean. That's a great spot for the summer. And then 42 degrees north, which is down by Whitehorse Beach in Plymouth. It's also valid there. So feel free to use the gift card anywhere.
And stockholders.
Stockholders is separate on the gift cards.
It's
part of our group, but it's a whole weird accounting thing. I won't waste your time on it.
Okay.
So that one's on its own gift card.
Okay, that's
a
different one. Okay, so the three restaurants then.
Correct. Yep.
Okay, so it's a hell of a deal. What'd you bring in today for us?
So it's, like you said, it's a regional American menu. So we brought in some barbecue. We have a smoker on site, so we're smoking all of our own meat. Paella, the seafood, all the same, regional stuff that I brought last time. It's awesome.
How's that sound, VIPs? You happy about that? You guys, you're going to have some great food. Thank you, Eric Hines. Go fast. They're going to go fast. HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Move fast on those Precinct 10 gift certificates. They are going to go extremely quickly. They're five left. go quickly, like I said. Incidentally, someone else wanted me to add a new number to our numbers monologue opening. 500 points. That's what the stock market is down today. Because there's nothing to worry about with these gas shortages. And, you know, the skyrocketing inflation rate.
Whoa. First of all, it's gas crunches. Second of all, it's overheating.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about, inflation. We don't say that word on this show.
You know, when I used to sit in those gas lines, you know, my car would overheat too.
This is all fuzzy math.
I know. So we're sold out, by the way. We're sold out of Precinct 10s, but it's still it's a great place to go. Check out their website. All of the Heinz restaurants are fantastic.
Their food is so delicious, too. I can smell it outside, and I'm, like, so ready to dive in. All right, Howie, did you see Donald Trump's latest statement?
About Liz Cheney or about Martha's Vineyard?
No, even better, about Jimmy Carter.
Oh, this is a new one to
you
me.
You can't keep up with these. They're coming out so fast. So there was a point that a lot of people were making today, which is comparing Joe Biden and Jimmy Carter. Obviously, it's very popular right now because the gas lines bring some people. I'm too young to remember that.
How about inflation, too?
Yeah, it brings people back to the good old days.
Yes.
And but then I saw today Derek Hunter from Town Hall made the point where he said, you know, Jimmy Carter did this stuff because he really believed it was going to work,
yeah.
And it didn't. Biden is doing all this on purpose, knowing what the results are going to be.
That it's going to crash not just the economy, but it's going to crash society.
And it seems like Donald Trump got that memo as well, because this is what he put out. I see that everybody is comparing Joe Biden to Jimmy Carter. It would seem to me that this is very unfair to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy mishandled crisis after crisis, but Biden has created crisis after crisis. First, there was the Biden border crisis that he refuses to call a crisis, then the Biden economic crisis, then the Biden Israel crisis, and now the Biden gas crisis. Joe Biden has had the worst start of any president in the United States history, and someday they will compare future disasters to the Biden administration. But no, Jimmy was better.
I tend to agree with that.
Oh, I think everything he said is on point.
Yeah. Yeah. Carter was disastrous, but he meant well.
Yeah, you had good intentions.
Right.
And this is, I thought you might like this headline from Bloomberg. I heard you talking earlier about seizing and pouncing. Bloomberg, inflation fears are fueling a political threat to President Joe Biden's plan for vast new federal spending on infrastructure and social programs. Biden's GOP foes pounce on inflation fear to fight spending plan.
Pounce! Like that tiger in Houston.
Pounce like a butterfly, seize like a bee. That's what I say. But it is true. I mean, I don't understand why, but for some reason, every time something bad happens, Biden comes out and says, see, this is why we need more spending. Like, he came out with the jobs report, and instead of saying, guys, I know this was bad, he said, well, now you understand why I want to pass trillions of dollars worth of spending. And then now, Howie, what I'm waiting for since the Colonial Pipeline crisis is for him to come out and say, see, this is why we need the Green New Deal.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, so we can have even less fossil fuel than we have today.
Yeah, and I'm not the only one. I've talked to a lot of people who think that this is all part of the plan. And that this is why they're taking so long. Representative Jim Jordan had a good take today. He said Joe Biden's presidency so far, gas crisis, border crisis, closed schools, inflation rising, Israel under attack, crime up in major cities, taking credit for president's vaccine efforts. Oh, and he's going to raise your taxes. Just an update. Now, this is actually really good news. The COVID deaths in the United States hit the lowest mark in 10 months. COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. have hit their lowest level in 10 months with an average of 600 per day. Obviously, 600 deaths, still deaths and very sad, but it means that we're on the right path, even if Dr. Rochelle doesn't see it that way.
Well, Taylor lives in a suburb of New Bedford, and there have been 15 deaths there all year, 15 deaths. And the fire chief, who's he's the Charlie Parker of Bristol County, or is trying to be, in terms of promoting panic porn. He has a new proposal, doesn't he, Taylor?
The idea has been floated. Since the town does have a piece of the World Trade Center in the town as a memorial to the victims of 9/11, Perhaps next to it, we need a memorial for the 15 victims of COVID-19 in our community. To which I responded, that's fine, but first can we have a memorial for all the people in the town that perished of heart disease and then cancer, and then maybe we can talk about the COVID deaths.
Don't you have a problem with the mosquitoes down there?
Not right now.
But I mean, you have had some deaths related to the mosquitoes, haven't you?
In Bristol County, yeah, there are.
How about a memorial with a giant mosquito on top?
And that's and you could triggering,
have the list.
Howie.
You could have a list of all the people that have died.
That's mosquito triggering.
What about a lot of people out of New Bedford over the centuries have been killed going after whales, right?
There's a fisherman's monument.
Is there a whale on it, though?
No, there's a whale statue somewhere downtown. Well, oh, no, we do have a whaleman statue.
Yeah.
It's a pretty famous statue.
Is there a statue to the, or is there a memorial to the victims of Lizzie Borden in Fall River?
Oh, Howie.
No, in fact, they keep her house open. They haven't canceled Lizzie Borden yet.
That's, how dare they?
I didn't think
how dare they?
I didn't think we'd get to Lizzie Borden this early in my
Grace,
news.
Take control of your segment again.
It's going off the rails. I wanted to mention this Andrew
every
Yang
county,
stuff.
Every county, Grace, oh, has God. Many historic events that need to be commemorated.
Well, in South Boston, they have a lot of statues, memorials for Vietnam soldiers because they had so many young kids go over there. But those all get vandalized.
How about Whitey McGrail? Not Whitey Bulger, Whitey McGrail, the bar owner who used to streak in a green jock strap.
Oh, yes, they call him the Streak. The Streak, the Streak, the fastest thing on 2 feet.
He was a Reagan delegate in 1980, and then he got shot down by junkies in his bar. Where is his monument?
In the words of Joe Biden, how did we get here? Take me back. Okay, Andrew Yang.
I don't know. To be clear.
Andrew Yang is in a little
Whitey
bit of...
Whitey McGrail knew Corn Pop, too. Did you know that?
Andrew Yang is apologizing for a pro-Israel tweet.
How dare he?
After criticism from the left. So I don't want to go into all of what he said, but his first tweet published Monday, this is from the New York Post, said, "The people of New York City will always stand with our brothers and sisters in Israel who face down terrorism and persevere," which is more than Joe Biden or Chuck Schumer or anyone has said. People were upset by that. So then he, of course, as these politicians are wont to do, went to Twitter again to issue a mea culpa. He said his volunteers felt that his tweet was overly simplistic in my treatment of a conflict that has a long and complex history full of tragedies, and they felt it failed to acknowledge the pain and suffering on both sides. They were, of course, correct. I mourn for every Palestinian life taken before its time, as I do for every Israeli.
Ugh. He says something that's legit, and then he's forced to immediately back down. No wonder he's dropped in the polls a little bit in the last couple of weeks.
I don't think he has a chance, to be honest. I saw this interaction of him today with someone who disagreed with his stance on Israel, and she was yelling at him, and he had the mask on, so that didn't help. He couldn't really make a good argument against her with the mask, but he just seemed very weak to me, like a lightweight. And then
have you seen the other candidates in that primary?
And I hate to bring this up every single segment, but then he had that whole thing with a dog. I brought that up yesterday where he was like, "Happy National Dog Day. We had to give my dog away." And I'm like, okay, maybe you just take a pass on that. You know what I mean? You
know, poor dog died. The dog died.
If you had to give the dog away, that's fine. But that's something you keep in shame. Like, oh, we couldn't take care of the dog. We had to give it away whatever the reason was. But you don't post about it. You don't go for likes and then say, "We don't have the dog anymore."
They had a brawl last night in front of the Israeli consulate, you know.
Really?
Yeah, it's not getting much play even in the New York Post. The Palestinians were there to protest, and so some of the Jewish people came over and they got in a big brawl.
Well, the mainstream media has really not been covering this as much, but they have bigger issues like Liz Cheney. They're obsessed with Liz Cheney.
I thought you asked a good question. Who was her predecessor as the number three person in the Republican caucus?
I was told it earlier today when I interviewed Derek Hunter. He told me her name, but I forgot. Katie something.
wasn't Katie Hill, was it?
No,
that was a different one. She was the one who was having the throuple or the thruple.
But I thought Carol Markowitz today on Twitter made the best comparison to Colin Kaepernick. It's like if Colin Kaepernick was an incredible quarterback, then yeah, he could still be on the team and kneel and do whatever he wanted. But he wasn't doing his job. It's the same with Liz Cheney. Nobody cares how much you hate Trump. And you know what, Howie? Here's another comparison. If I didn't like Donald Trump, Howie would not have a problem with it. He would debate me on it. He would argue with me. But if I stopped printing out his stories or doing like the rest of my duties, he'd say, all right, you're letting this hate for Trump take over your job. And that's what happened to Liz Cheney. Can I throw in one more story before we go?
Why don't you mention, too, about Colin Kaepernick? You know, they're complaining now that Tim Tebow is getting a tryout with the Jags, you know, even though he's been out. But the difference is Tim Tebow, he may not make the team, but he really wants to play. He just wants to get along and get on the team. Colin Kaepernick wants to get on there and just, you know, make a hash out of the entire whatever team puts him on the roster.
Yeah, he just wants
It's kind of a big distinction.
He just wants to be famous.
Yeah.
All right, so I just want to get this one in really quick. Tyson blames underperforming roosters for U.S. chicken shortage. Low breeding numbers have impacted U.S. chicken supplies. Underperforming roosters that aren't producing as many chickens as expected are partly to blame for the U.S. poultry shortage.
Yeah. It's just like they say that there's not as much testosterone in male human beings anymore. And apparently the same problem applies to roosters. You know, when I read about that, you know what I was thinking about when I read about that story, Grace?
What?
I was thinking about the kind of people that apparently the CIA is hiring now.
I don't get it.
You don't get. I think the listeners will get it. They can. I don't want to say anything.
Maybe you tell me during the break.
The VIPs get it.
All I could think about was the Seinfeld episode. Remember Taylor?
Even the guy in the kid in the eighth grade gets it.
Taylor, remember? Remember Frank Costanza?
But what?
When he says the chicken's having sex with the rooster, but who's having sex with the chicken?
Oh,
it's a good line.
Good one. Grace. Sorry, I remember the little Jerry.
All right.
Not a true Seinfeld.
Okay. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you, Howard.
The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you as a seller know if you have realized all of the money for your property and if you sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car, would you? So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr listeners have attracted as many as 35 qualified cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you will know that no money was left on the table. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you pay the commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. Whether residential, commercial, or just land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Let me understand. You got the hen, the chicken, and the rooster. The rooster goes with the chicken. So who's having sex with the hen?
We'll talk about it another time.
But you see my point here? You only hear of a hen, a rooster, and a chicken. Something's missing.
Something's missing, all right.
See, I read that whole story. Apparently, this was in a quarterly report call with Tyson, the big chicken people, which also own a lot of breeding, obviously. They're a diversified poultry company. And they said, we're having a shortage of chickens. The demand is really high. But one of the problems is we switched to a new brand of rooster, a new breed of rooster to fertilize the eggs or whatever. And because they thought the new roosters would provide more tender meat, but they're just, the eggs aren't hatching. So they're going to go back to the old style. And that's the latest on that. 844-500-4242. You know how we could get everything back to normal in all of these damn states? All we need is to follow the example of California. What do I mean by that? I don't mean letting millions of illegals come in and let the Democrats take over and wreck everything. I mean a recall provision mechanism in the state constitution. They're recalling Gavin Newsom right now. He's going to face a recall election. You know, Caitlyn Jenner is going to run against him, the mayor of San Diego, et cetera, et cetera. So guess what? Everybody's angry at Gavin Newsom because of the his terrible handling of the panic. And he's been just as bad as Whitmer or Cuomo or Parker. And so now that he's facing recall, guess what? Here's a headline in the, on the internet right now. Governor Newsom says mask mandate could end after June 15th. Isn't that amazing? So I'm going to guess June 15th is before the recall election. So he's going to pass out a lot of money, and then he's going to give some, and then he's going to let people take off their masks. That's how he's going to try to get reelected. If only we could do that to Parker or to Mills or to Cuomo or to Whitmer, we'd be in much better shape. They would too would be relaxing the mandates much more quickly. Alexandria, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alexandria.
Hi, Howie, longtime listener. So glad to finally get to talk to you.
Thank you.
So just wanted to let you know that all the Hannaford stores in the East Coast have asked somebody to stand by the door to check for masks. And if you're not wearing one, they give you a hard time or they kick you out.
But I've heard that from people at various chains, not just that one. But once you get in, do they hassle you if you take the mask off or you push it down over your nose?
So last week I was at one, well, I'm sorry, 2 weeks ago I was at one, and I had the manager follow me around the store, and I just kept ignoring him, and he finally just said, I'm going to call the cops and have you arrested for ignoring me.
This is in New Hampshire?
This is in Meredith, New Hampshire.
You know, I know that they have the right, I guess, to require whatever they want inside their properties. But I mean, when there's no statewide outside mandate, do you really think the cops would have done anything? What did you do when he told you he was going to have you arrested?
I just walked out because it was no sense in, you know, going into this thing, because people just get crazy and they just go, you just don't know what they're going to do. So it wasn't worth my time.
How long do you think this is going to go on, Alexandria?
Sure, but I will tell you, I called the corporate office just to, you know, make sure that they knew about them. But yeah, Obviously we all know that they didn't do anything. It doesn't really matter. But I anticipate that this is going to go on for quite a while. But I will tell you that Market Basket, Demoulas, does not do that.
Yeah, I went to Market Basket last Saturday, my first trip since I got back to the state, to New England. And I wore a mask just to not have any hassles, because I know the people there anyway. And there was no hassle. The only mention I got, I was wearing my mask. Taylor, I have a mask with Gunnar's picture on it.
Yeah,
they loved it. Everybody loved it. All the people that worked there.
People just love dogs in general. So,
is that your dog?
Any dog paraphernalia gets a thumbs up.
Exactly. Thanks for the call, Alexandria. Soon, Biden on COVID response vaccination program. You see that? So, God only knows what we've got coming up in the remaining hours of the show today. I'm Howie Carr.